Shalom to all. Today we're learning Masechet Tamid, Perek Hey, Mishnah Beis, Mishnah Gimel. And today's Mishnah Sabrina learns Chasas Bas Rachel. Shishi Masechet Finder Ziva Kogon Bikarav Mamesh. After they kind of finished davening, they went for another round of pious of lottery. And Amar Lahen, the moon told them, Chadashon L'Ketores Bovafisu. Anyone who's new to the Ketores, he hasn't yet ever done the Ketores, so his people should come and join the lottery. That's because bring the Ketores was a school of farewell for Ashiros, and therefore if a kind already did it, he wasn't allowed to join. So if Fisu, they did the lottery. Zachem Mishazacha, whoever won, he won. Then they make another announcement, Chadashim Im Yeshanim, new ones with old ones, meaning if you're ready, Zaycha, you could still join. Bova Fisu, Mi Mal Evarim and Akev Shalom Mizbeach, who's bringing the Evarim from the ramp where they are right now up to the top of the Mizbeach, where Shabbos Ben Yaakov, he argues and says, Hamal Evarim LeKevesh, Hu Mal Oysal Agav Mizbeach, whichever Kohanim were Zaycha to bring the Evarim to the Kevesh, so they're Zaycha to bring them from the Kevesh onto the top of the Mizbeach. Onto Mishnah Gimel, what happened to all the Kohanim that weren't Zaycha? They didn't win anything in the morning lotteries. They had gotten up early, they went to the mikvah, they put on the big tikkahuna, they washed their hands and feet from the Kiyar, but now they didn't win anything, so what do they do now? As Mishnah Gimel tells us, Misram L'Chazanim, they were given over to the Chazanim, who are like the assistants, they're the ones in charge of helping out over here. Hayu Mashitin Oysan is Bigdayin. They would take off the Kohanim's clothing. The only thing they would leave on them is their Mechnasayim, which is like their pants, their trousers. That's because it would be inappropriate to get them completely undressed, and only after they got dressed in their regular clothing, then they would take off their Bigday Kahuna pants. And V'chaloinus Hayu Sham, their Chaloinus, which is literally translated as windows, but it was like some sort of closet or storage unit in Lishkas HaGazis, which is where they currently were, because of Alein Tashmisha Kalim, and was written on them all the different types of Kalim, meaning the types of garments, namely there were separate closets or separate cubicles for all the different garments of the Kaihanim, and each Mishmar had their own set as well, so there was a whole bunch of different cubicles and closets for the different Big Day Kahuna. We're going to stop for the day and pick it up on Mishnah Dalan Hay, continue to discuss the Avodah Ketores, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.